Hello.
Hi.
You didn't give us a countdown, Andy. I thought we
he did his hand thing.
You did your hand thing.
He did his hand thing. You weren't watching.
20 episodes of this, I have never given a countdown.
You kind of have.
I tried to interject myself for the start. I'm like, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
So you're like the, what's the little fairy thing from Zelda?
Zelda.
Hey.
Nami? I can't remember. Nami, yeah. Whatever. My memory's really bad.
Hey,
yeah,
listen.
Yep. Navigation. Oh, I didn't really think about that. I guess that makes sense.
Anywho, welcome to Lost Aspect, episode 21. Not 20, 21.
Old enough to drink in podcast years.
Woo. Yeah. Drinking age. It's exciting.
So she's very excited about drinking John drank 25 drinks?
No, like yesterday? 31.
31 drinks yesterday. He was the Four Horsemen video that we posted earlier.
Yes,
it was, yeah.
That Casey's was lovely honey.
Casey was not there.
I was working in order to pay for that bar tab.
He was very drunk. It was great.
That's pretty awesome.
I maintain that Drunk Machine is the best machine. I also played Drunk Machine.
We really need to actually do that event. We need to figure out when and where.
What event?
A Drunk Machine event.
Oh.
We were talking about that actually last night because by the end of it we were all playing Drunk Machine. We should introduce ourselves and do all that stuff before we start talking, shouldn't we?
Yes, I suppose. I'm Casey. I'm really tired. That's why I'm not so uppity today. I play Legion. I have one thing to talk about today.
You have more than one thing to talk about.
I like one thing to talk
you
about.
You have Gen Con to talk about.
Drunkenness. Drunk ass.
Oh, Casey the teetotaler. She's not wrong about this one, though. He was really, really drunk.
Like, I kept getting messages saying how many in he is, and it's like, you're not driving yourself home. I will come and get you.
Yeah, you had
at
to, like,
fucking midnight.
Yeah, you had to drive, like, 2 hours to go pick him up, and then 2 hours to drive him back. Like, you are a very nice wife. If it would have, I would have told Keith, no, you stay in the motel or sleep in the car. Or behind the lodge. I'm okay with that.
So if anyone has Wife of the Year, like, physical awards, feel free to send them over here. Next.
All right. I'm Jackie. I actually play Signar now.
Yay.
I actually played, like, 3 whole real games. It was legit.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
This is Amanda. She's not here yet. She plays Convergence.
She played the Grizzled yesterday.
The what?
Yeah, it's a card game.
It's an asshole card game.
Oh, it's a great card game because it's actually challenging.
Was that the one we played?
That's the World War One game.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
It's not the asshole game. No, it's an asshole game.
It is. Okay. It's a nut kick. It's nut kick after nut kick.
Yes.
And it's great.
Unless you have the expansion, which makes it a little less of a nut kick every time.
Nah, why would you want to do that?
And I'm Danielle. I still play Minions.
So. Not tempted by Scorn with all the new goodies?
No, because all the Minions things just makes me so happy. And it's like, where do I go? I'm just going to stay with Minions.
Okay.
Fair enough. I know John's like, you should come back. And it's like,
oh. Way to silence my phone.
But no, I think I'm going to stay with. You sent that message. You can't give me shit if you send me messages during our... No, that's you, Amanda.
I was going to say, I didn't send shit. I've been hugging cat bug this entire time.
It looked like your picture for a second.
I think you're actually in the picture.
Yeah, I can only see half of it, and I can see your half.
Besides pictures of John and I think that's the first profile pic that I am included in, Amanda. Mm. Thank you. I love you. Join the right side, Danielle.
Oh, the Scorn side. No, I think they mean the Scorn
side.
No,
John posted. Oh, I can't join the right side.
That's not the right side, John. Okay, the list seems pretty cool, but like, well, who else would I play? That's the same thing that I had in Problem in Mark 2, is that I played Reshef, my homeboy, and then I was just like, what the fuck else do I play? I don't play Minions with all these other casters. Sorry, end rant, but that's why I'm not going over. Anyway.
What's coming up for announcements besides the WTC and War Machine weekend?
Game Home Con's the same weekend. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to that. after.
It's after Gen Con. Yeah.
I'm like, the drive is going to kill me at Gen Con. And it's like, nope. The convention killed me. Mm. So I think we're just going to keep it a short road.
Fair enough.
Brian Culp has an event in September sometime in Milwaukee area.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw him put something up about that. Renegade Open in the Twin Cities, two weeks after War Machine Weekend. Oh, 2 weeks. God damn it. So I work every other weekend. I work War Machine Weekend, so I can't go to that one either. That makes me very sad.
What else? I feel like Brian's...
Oh, the ATC. About... They announced the ATC weekend. That's January the 14th, I believe it is.
I'm not happy about that.
I work that weekend, too.
I'm super pregnant at that point. Like...
When you bump models with your belly, that's too pregnant. Yeah.
Like, part of me is, because that's what I wanted to do, because I wanted to do the solo event. And then when George told me that, I'm like, God, do I just do it? Because wouldn't it be cool if I won and I was pregnant? Like, that would be, I'm sorry, I think that would just be awesome. I probably won't win, but I don't know. I'm just like, I'm debating with myself. If I don't pop early, maybe I'll go. How about you, Casey?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess people with bigger bellies than you'll have do play War Machine.
That's true.
Play successfully. So.
I just have something kicking in me.
I mean, if they kick over a model or two, big deal. The stuff on the sideboard's usually dead anyway.
Yeah, ATZ, I'm not sure yet. I need to actually start playing Legion again before I, dedicate myself to a team or anything. Which I'm hoping to do more now of because Gen Con's over and I don't have to get ready or anything like that. So
yeah, I'm hoping to start getting more games in too. Now that I'm almost done with my Milwaukee contract, I'm not like stuck in Milwaukee every week, all week. So hooray, get to go back to Pegasus.
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding if Amanda's coming or not.
I thought she was just going to be late. That's what she said.
Oh, wait. I'm going to ask, but we can continue talking, sorry.
Oh, it looks like no. That's okay. Well, Andy will just cut that part out, I guess. Our introduction for her.
Yep. Amanda
she's
will...
here in spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she's here in spirit. She will be cat bug right now.
She was at the WITC, so that's good enough.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She is the one that kept you updated because I had to work and was not there. Mm-hmm. So,
yay.
I don't know of any other events.
She was really stoked, actually. I think it was Walmart in Racine, which is like the most ghetto place you can think of going, had they had the rock stars that she was looking for.
The Destiny rock stars.
Uh-huh. So she braved Racine Walmart, which that's brave.
Yes. Because the Walmart's here in
this area, they don't
South
have
Central.
It.
We aren't going to get them till like the 11th.
Yeah,
of September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the event would have gone on for a week and a half already. So yeah,
so she was pretty stoked about that, and she was like super hyper because
I imagine
there were a lot of rock stars in her car. And
looked a little bit like a crazy person.
Yeah,
hoarding.
Yeah.
My car currently looks
like
that.
She's turning into a Destiny hoarder.
She is.
Well, I just can imagine because she sent a picture of the cart.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I was talking to Aaron, and I'm like, you have got to think the cashier is like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, it's like a pallet,
right? That's what it looked like, a small, probably a couple cartons full.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yep. Nope. She has like each Destiny PlayStation, and she's got a problem.
She's got a problem.
Amanda, you have a problem.
We might need to have an intervention. No, really, there are other video games.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
I guess we will start with...
Probably Gen Con.
Yeah. Yep.
As you know, 3 out of the 4 of us went and had a blast. Mm-hmm. A blasty blast. Well, maybe Daniel, not quite so much, because...
I had fun.
Yeah.
Tummy
issues.
I had tummy issues. It was difficult. People irritate me. That's another story. But yeah, do you want to talk about your experience first, and I'll end with mine.
So we didn't really sign up for many events this year, like we did last year. Even last year, we didn't sign up for many either. But this year went a bit smoother. We had a closer hotel. The shuttle service was actually better than last year, which was nice. And of course the vendor hall was crazy, like always. But still a lot of great stuff. We did do the brew tour this year. We all managed to get tickets on the same one, amazingly. And that was a lot of fun. We went to, was it three or four? I'm trying to remember. Four breweries. And each one had its own thing going on. The first one, you actually got to eat food instead of just chips. So that was nice.
Well, they don't want you to get drunk too quickly.
I know, exactly, exactly.
Well, it's nice that they consider that, too.
Yeah. So yeah,
just, like, driving around wasted people.
Mm. Yeah, the second place I liked the most, and of course, now that I'm trying to think about it, I don't remember the name of it. Anyway, they are pet-friendly. So you get, it's Metazoa.
Oh, those places are kind of cool.
Yes, Metazoa is the name. And they are pet friendly. You can bring your pets in, have a drink. And if you don't have a pet or can't have a pet or are just away from home for 5 days and need your pet fix, just go there. People are more than happy to let you pet their pets. They just had dogs there when we went because it was a Friday.
Do people bring their cats to bars?
I would. They can bring anything. The guide was telling us that on like Saturdays it only gets really busy and like people bring snakes and dogs.
Okay, snakes are sweet. Snakes would be the best drinking buddies ever because you get warmer and they get cuddlier. Not in like a strangulation kind of way either. Like they'll just cuddle with you. I loved my snake when I had one still.
But that one was also really cool because that's where we did the cup tipping game. Right, cup or cup flip, whatever, whatever the fuck you call it. And I'm a natural, apparently. Yeah. First try. My team won.
I was going to say, we have a picture of that, too, on the Facebook page.
I wish we would have gotten an actual video of it.
Yeah, that would've been cool. I guess somebody brings hawks into that bar. That's pretty sweet. As long as they don't bring
snakes,
cats.
Dogs,
cats,
pigs.
Are the worst.
Yeah, pigs was mentioned. Yep. And then they have a nice little fenced in area for the dogs and whatnot to run around
so
into.
The health department doesn't throw a fit.
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yes, I mean, they have everything, you know, cut off for, like, food-wise and whatnot.
I'm sure, yeah.
And then outside they have a lawn area where they can run.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, it's very nice. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a bitch to get to currently because there's construction, but I liked it. I liked it a lot. Mm. And then there was Sun King, which is, like, the official brewery of Gen Con. They did the dragons.
Oh yeah,
Whatever it's called.
Something with a dragon though.
Yeah, dragon blight or something like that for the drink, which wasn't that bad. I didn't mind it at all. I don't recall if that brewery had anything to eat because I was feeling it pretty good by then. But yeah, no, they had a good, decent stuff to buy with their logo on it, which is different because everywhere else didn't really have that. They just had growlers and, you know, fun stuff. Which we also ended up buying a growler of deliciousness at Metazoa, so that was yummy.
Cool.
It's yummy. I need to drink it yet, but eventually. Mm-hmm. The last place, I just lost track of where I'm at. Oh, yeah, the last place was in a giant factory. So they renovated the one side of the factory for the brewery and the bar and whatnot, cut out a hunk of the factory to make a parking lot, and then the other part of the factory is still there, like the, you know, all the flooring and the roof and everything. It's just a hunk cut out of it for a parking lot, so it's really weird.
It works, I guess.
But it worked. But so if anyone goes to Gen Con, we highly recommend the brew tour. It was a lot of fun, and I don't think it was too expensive, and you get to try a bunch of different beers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see. What else did we do? John did a leather dice cup class. Turned out pretty good.
Amanda was talking about some of the costuming stuff that she went to. She didn't really go into a whole lot of detail, so when she actually shows up, then she'll be able to talk about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so that may be next time, so then she can tell you her travels and events and whatnot.
Yeah, sounded like there were some really good costuming classes and tips and stuff like that, so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I did my first year ever of cosplaying, as you all saw my role picks, finally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that turned out really good, actually.
Yes.
I will admit, I looked at your skirt and the the nine or six. It's six tails for Vulpix.
Yes.
And I was just kind of like, what the actual fuck? But that actually looked really good. I will give you credit for that.
I was, oh my God, guys. Like, I spent a month looking for an orange fucking skirt. And then I found, like, a peach one, and I tried to dye it, and it did not work. So I ended up getting those shorts, which I still, like, yes, they were comfortable, but they still didn't give me the look I wanted, but whatever, I went with it. Also, finding white leggings is a bitch, apparently, in Indianapolis. You have to go all the way to Target.
Oh, yeah, you gotta plan that.
Any other normal store you would think of finding them at. But yes, it was fun. It was fun.
Okay, I'm literally Googling orange skirt because I just by instinct, I don't believe you.
But, you know, like, a lot of the orange skirts, like, oh, yeah, it's an extra large, but it fits, like, a small. And I was like, well, what the hell size do I get? A 5X that doesn't exist in this thing? So it was a pain in the ass.
I'm finding all sorts of things. Like, there's a nice JCPenney one.
Well, there's JCPenney, where I live, didn't have one.
There's one at Walmart.
Well, Walmart didn't have one when I checked Walmart.
Etsy's got some. Those actually are really kind of cute.
It's probably all ordering
online. I also didn't want to spend $20 or more on a skirt.
For one thing.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair.
Yes. Did we ever tell them my shirt story on here?
Shirt story. Wait, for the thing that... Like the,
I don't think
like
you
the
did.
Time that, like the time that you agreed to buy a shirt from somebody because he didn't rape you after after not, giving you a place to stay one. And sleeping pills.
So when I originally found my peach skirt, I also found an actual orange skirt-looking thing. It fit like a skirt. It, however, had sleeves.
Well, that's an for easy fix. You just run a seam along it and boom, no more sleeves.
It just didn't look right, man. It didn't look right.
Actually, come to think of it, you probably could have gotten a tube top and pretended it was a skirt.
If I could have found an orange tube top that wasn't like super tight.
I'm going to Google that now. I'm sure
I'm sure you could find it in your size. Shit. Teeny tiny size.
I'm not that small. Uh-huh. Whatever. I'm a solid medium.
Pretty sure you're a small.
Mm.
But no, it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I don't know what I'm going to do next year. We'll figure it out. And as you all saw, John was an Ursaring. Is that how you say it?
Ursaring.
Yeah, Ursaring. Mm-hmm. He did not see it coming. You know, we had to surprise him. We had this in the works for like 6 months, people. 6 months. And then we finally figured out what we actually bought him, which was the teddy bear top, basically. And Amanda was able to throw on a yellow ring to mm-hmm. make him an Ursa ring instead of just a plain furry. And
I would be so much more amused if he was actually just a furry. Mm-hmm. But so, it went with the theme.
It went with the theme, yep. Yeah. Yep. And... Well, he just makes fun of furries all the time, so it was kind of
Well, now he's got his very own fursuit that he can have sex
in,
too.
It was a fun prank. Yep, that was a good time. He was a good sport about it, too. So
I was very humored to see him.
Mm-hmm.
That first photo, I just couldn't stop giggling. It was just amazing. He looked so grumpy. I've always kind of wanted to go to a fur convention just to see what it's all about. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of weird looks. Okay.
I know somebody that's a furry and no.
You mean John?
No. No, it's one of Aaron's friends.
No, you mean Andy, don't you?
Oh yeah, I totally mean
yes.
Andy.
Oh, that's why not Andy downstairs, that's why the so other Andy.
Hair. Oh, the other Andy, never mind.
Baraboo Andy.
Okay.
Who actually got a video of John's reaction.
I need to see that.
Yes, he needs to share it to our chat.
Should do that. My Gen Con, are you done?
I think I'm done. Besides, like, all the walking and buying shit and more shit and don't know where the fuck I'm going to put it all. Yes, I'm good.
Okay. My Gen Con experience was vastly different than the rest of the group because Aaron... was hired, I guess, to work for GCT for their booth because he really likes Bushido and he's a painter for them.
Oh,
and so nice. They paid my way too. Nice. That's pretty sweet.
So my official job was, when we got there, I just ended up helping the booth get set up. So I did, like, they'd expected me to do nothing, mm-hmm. but I kind of helped out anyway.
May as well.
So I kept that as my home base because I could actually sit in a chair when I got tired. But I feel like my official title of that weekend was Ninja Shopper because I could shop early with the having an exhibitor badge.
Right, right.
So, like... Everyone ran to Steamforge to get the blacksmith
box. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
And Amanda was just probably three people shy of it being run out that day. Oh. But they
Did
were.
Did she get it?
She got it.
Okay.
What happened? Well, kind of got it. What happened was every day they were listing out a few amount. I don't know how much. I think it was like 100 per day. So I just went and I. Got every day. I just went and got one.
That works.
For people. So I did some shopping. I didn't get through the whole vendor haul because I'd get tired or I'd get pissed. And I just quit. Because people are so goddamn slow. And it's like, oh my god, get on my level. But,
Oh god, the vendor haul. I remember when I went in, I think it was 2014. I was amused at all the waifu pillows there were.
Oh, there I saw any of
there
those.
Were so many waifu pillow covers. It was great.
They were... Not a ton of, like, anime sort of stands. I mean, there were plenty, but they didn't go
dominate.
That direction as much.
Okay. A lot of plushies, a lot of figurines.
Yes.
Yeah, but no, the waifu pillows were funny because on one side they would be, like, dressed in, like, a wedding dress or something something cute like that. And the other side they'd be completely buck-ass naked. Yeah. It was great.
You would have enjoyed the Cosplay Deviants booth.
Why?
Have you heard of them before?
I have not.
So it's a website that cosplayers can submit naughty photos of themselves.
Oh, it's DeviantArt for cosplay. Okay.
And people actually buy it. So the booth that they had there was photos that people could buy. And it was all like they had a guard there. You had to show your ID to get in. Couldn't see anything in the booth because there's nudie ladies inside.
Oh, there's like actual
I don't think actual.
Inside?
I don't know if there's actual. I don't know. I didn't even go in.
The people inside Dude, it's like, were it's not like, just it's like, the photos.
Okay. Because I know that they have, like, cosplayers, like,
because that'd be genius to have, like, a peep have, like, your very own anime creeper peep show
that's
going on.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah, that's actually a great business idea.
It was nice. I do have to give them props, though, because, I mean, all these girls or ladies, whatever, clearly actually do care about their cosplay because they put a lot of work into the full cosplay. Mm. And then, of course, you take a bunch off, and then but you still have the look of that. A character.
Sure.
So, I mean, I just had to give them props for that because they had both options. You could have the not naked version or the naked version.
Or both.
Yes. They also had the calendar. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't look at that.
Make a calendar. No. Make a part of that, too.
Mm. Yeah. The group didn't really stay in there very long.
I didn't
but
even
But I
kind
of want to look at it all, you know? It's, you know, what the fuck's going on here? Instead, I only got to see, like, 5 pictures and then we're out. Whatever.
So, what was it? Wednesday we got there. Thursday was just shopping. Friday, I had a couple events. I did... Actually, Thursday... Wait, no. Was Thursday our night that we did the burlesque show? Or was that Friday night? No, it was Thursday.
It was Thursday night.
Yes. So, Thursday night we did the burlesque show, which I was tired, but we're like, let's just go. And that was actually pretty fun. It wasn't like totally nude, like they had their bits
covered. Yep.
And there were some male performers too, which actually was pretty cool. The Dementor guy, I thought he was
the
awesome.
Mentor guy was awesome. Okay, so I just have to cut you for a second on the Dementor guy because he had a mask on the entire time and like he kept his top on most of the time, but you could still see like his legs peep out once in a while. But they looked so girlish. Like, the legs still were very feminine. So it's like, I'm not sure if I'm going to get a woman or a man.
Skipping leg day, man. You can never skip leg day.
It was just so weird. But then, you know, you eventually did get the man, you know, come out. But it's just like, I had to cut you off. Because, like, the legs just looked so feminine, you know.
It's kind of like those pictures. Like, I was a moderator for a forum years and years ago. We had... somebody who made his banner into a picture of what looked like a sexy naked woman.
Mm-hmm.
And his thing was you had to guess who it was. And people were guessing, you know, celebrities, stuff like that. Turned out it was him.
That's awesome.
It was great.
that.
Yeah, no, they posted the rest of the picture with, like, his face in there and everything. And we were like, oh, you got us.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So, yeah, I would suggest going to the burlesque show. I mean, don't be weirded out by it. It was more artistic, I thought, than
it was very else. Artistic.
Not just, like, peep show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and they all made their own costumes as well. Mm-hmm. And one of them was just phenomenal. Which one was that again? The Dark Crystal one.
Oh yeah, that was really cool because her bird mask was so realistic. Like it was so cool. Yeah,
She like turned into like three different characters in the end. Hmm. Yeah, it was impressive.
Really... Mm-hmm. So it was Thursday. Friday, I had a morning class and an afternoon class. The morning class was like making armor, which kind of got going to it because everything that they talked about, besides like some minor things that I didn't know, I already knew. Mm-hmm. So. They, like, at the end, we could make our own wristband thingies. And I just took the stuff and left because it's like, I could just make this into something else.
Oh, like chainmail type stuff?
It was Warbla.
Warbla.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not going to waste Warbla because Warbla's expensive anyway. Yeah. I wasn't going to waste it on shitty things. So, and then in the afternoon, I had my fortune telling class, which was actually pretty cool. I actually have my gemstones in my bag. But it was, like, each different gemstone kind of means, like, a different thing. Mm-hmm. And you made this, like, little chart about your life. And then you kind of shake the gemstones and you let them fall. And then wherever the gemstones land.
It's the Princess Mononoke thing, isn't it?
I have no idea. The very beginning
of Princess Mononoke, where they're telling Ashitaka's fortune and saying, no, you're doomed, you have to get the fuck out.
I have no idea. I've never seen
it. That's, like, the same shit.
You have never seen it?
Mm-mm. What?
I'm very sheltered.
Andy, we need to do a... We need to do a pleasure train, Andy.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Yeah, we need to do a movie pleasure train for Danielle.
I've never seen it either.
What?
Andy's never seen it either.
I'm gonna die.
It's my favorite.
It's such a good movie.
It's so good.
I'm sorry, guys.
It's so
no,
good.
No, don't be sorry. Sheltered. You need to watch it. we need to do a movie pleasure train now. That's not a movie pain train.
No, it's not a pain train. Not one bit.
Pleasure train sounds kind of weird, but...
It really does.
I get it. I get what you're going there.
It really does.
I think you should finish your stone thing, because then we have a question about the burlesque show.
Oh, right. So it was kind of cool, because like, it had different aspects. I can't remember what it was, but it was like relationships, work, I don't know, random crap. But I threw it down, and it was like kind of relating to stuff. I'm like, oh, I could see that, because it's like one stone was like, your life's gonna change soon. And it's like, yeah, I'm gonna have a baby, so yeah, my life's gonna change pretty soon. And it talked about like where the stones landed, I could like kind of relate it to life, and where they didn't land is like, yeah, it's not really relevant in my life right now.
It's like the horoscope thing. You can almost always, it's just generic enough that you can relate to almost anything.
Exactly, because I asked the lady, I'm like, can I predict the sex of my baby? And she's like, no, that's a little too specific.
Oh,
I'm like, damn it.
Well, there are online calculators you can use to predict the sex of your baby, and they're completely inaccurate.
The Chinese think I'm having a girl, so
maybe if you're lucky,
going with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's 50-50 regardless.
Right. That's what I'm hoping for.
So there's a question about the burlesque show that just came up. Was it a cosplay thing?
So yeah, they all started in costumes. So they were in a costume. It was related to some sort of thing. So if it was like, God, I can't remember everything.
So we had the first one, I think, was a Tokyo Ghoul or something like that. And then we had Leon from that show,
Thundercats.
And there was Wonder Woman,
Captain America,
which was
awesome.
She was amazing.
She was a foot juggler.
Some of the burlesque performers are actual circus performers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So like she did juggling, another person did like walking on swords and playing with the swords and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And
I am totally down with Lion-O the stripper. For the record, somebody just commented, awesome. Lion-O.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
It was pretty funny.
John's yelling at me. But then what else was there? So there was a robotic lady. She turned into a flower.
That one was really cool.
I was really impressed with her. She was amazing.
She was awesome.
I can't even describe it because it was just so different in the way she was so fluid in her movements too. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Let's see. There was another girl that was dressed up as a character from Friday Night at Freddy's or whatever the fuck that's called.
Did you say Mad Max?
Oh, Mad Max was the first one. Yep.
Furiosa and her bitches.
So, I mean, it's all sorts of crazy shit, really. And, you know, all sorts of fandoms are being included, I guess I'll say.
Yeah, like they try to make it for everybody.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It's not just all superheroes. The introducer lady was really awesome, funny, because she's like, we try to have at least 2 DC and 2 Marvel characters, and I think we have 3 DC and 2 Marvel characters today, you know. she was awesome. I'm pretty sure she played fake drunk the entire time, but she totally did really well. She had like this giant martini glass, which was clearly filled with water.
We met her the next day.
You did?
Yeah, she came by the booth. Actually, I should talk about that. I need to have candy about that. But there's this event going on in Chicago, which I probably should talk about, too. And Aaron grabbed her because he recognized her, and she's going to try and get some people to help. Like, it's a charity event.
Uh-huh.
So I think she's going to try and do something for that event. Ooh. Like, get some jugglers or something.
Uh-huh. Oh,
that's something cool. PG. Not...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was a Batman juggler.
He was pretty cool. Like, it sounds kind of lame, but it was all dark and his... balls and juggling.
Yeah, the balls were dark, glow in the dark and stuff.
That was pretty awesome.
What the hell song did he do that to?
I don't remember.
It was something Rose. God damn it.
I don't remember at all. The night was a blur.
Rose on the grave. I don't fucking remember. Whatever. Anyway, it was kind of funny.
Other than that, it was more shop. Saturday, I really didn't feel good. And I just kind of finished out any shopping that I did. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm forgetting a big thing.
Yes, Kissed by a Rose.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. Because that's the Batman song from one of those lame-ass movies from the 90s. Friday, me and my husband went to... Well, we spent a lot of money at Legendary because we really like... Or Upper Deck because we really like the Legendary games. Mm. So we signed up for 2 events. For the Winnabox for Buffy Legendary and the Winnabox for Firefly Encounters. Ended up winning the Firefly one. So the next day we went back to get the Buffy one. And the lady recognized us and she's like, you want to go to a VIP party? So we went to that night, and I won a game, and Aaron won a game. He was supposed to win these VR goggles, but there was... So when you write your name on a ticket for a raffle, you probably should put your first and last name. Aaron was stupid enough to put his first name, and some other girl also put her first name as Aaron, too. So when they just said, you know, the ticket as the winner is Aaron, just goes by Aaron, she got the VR thing first, and then he came up, and they're like, oh, shit, that was actually meant for you.
Oh.
Because the name starts with an A, and they're like, take one of everything. And he's like, I own everything. So they gave him 1 box, and then he messaged them later, and he's like, actually, what you could get me is, like, this promo. It's a Winter Soldier promo for Legendary. They're going to send me that.
Oh, nice. Okay, that might actually be better.
Yeah, because I would never get it anyway, because they don't do Legendary events around here. So, I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, we drove home. I was tired as balls.
Yep.
But
yep.
I would never bring War Machine there. I didn't even stop by the War Machine area. I feel really bad that I didn't say hi to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because I couldn't find it.
They're kind of a little corner in the whole game room, if I recall, from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they've got like a dozen tables and that's it. It was when I went in 2014, it was a really small tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we were in that hall for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go all the way down to get some generic tickets because they had a tickets booth at the end of that one. And we could see the War Machine tables over in that corner. Mm-hmm. And yeah, probably about a dozen or so tables.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't find where the Warhammer was. It's somewhere. It might have had its own hall for all we know.
Yeah.
Because that's normally probably a bigger event, especially like Adepticon size, probably, I would assume, which is huge.
Right.
So, yeah, probably had their own hall somewhere.
Right. So,
yeah.
I'd definitely go again. I just would never bring my models. That's. I can't imagine.
I'm kind of on board. That's why I was kind of lukewarm about Gen Con to begin with, is because it's just not. the stuff that I'm into is not really prevalent at Gen Con. You know, mm-hmm. there's cosplay, and that's really cool, but that's really... I feel like you have to be really into something that's a big deal at Gen Con. It's so mm-hmm. large. If you don't have a specific plan, it's too much.
Well, yes and no. I think there's so many events that you could, you know, fill up your days with, mm-hmm. you know, just to experience them. And then, of course, the shopping.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm not much of a shopper, so the shopping doesn't really interest me.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. But events, I mean, it's like the only place where you can go to where you get nerd burlesque and scale mail and mm-hmm. rock reading, whatever the fuck it was.
Gemstones, Casey.
All in one place, you know.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate the amount of different events they have to offer.
You know, I've got a really cool magic trick that could tell you what the sexier baby is.
Oh, do you?
It's called an ultrasound. It's basically magic. They
it's
put this
be
wand.
A couple weeks now.
It's really crazy. They put this wand on your belly with this really cold goo, and you can see that your baby's bits.
The one ultrasound I had, they had warming gel, and I'm like, this is the most amazing.
Oh,
thing
some of
ever.
Them do have that.
I love it.
I'm not that nice,
oh my God.
I never give my people warming gel. But
the one time I had, I'm like, oh, this is great because it's cold and sorry. Just hate it.
I'm not sure who the D person's name is. I'm not sure who that is.
Somebody
but
from the Twin Cities.
I'm pretty sure there was a professional photographer taking pictures of the burlesque show. So we may be able to find that for you and maybe post it just so you have a better idea of what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, it was cool because it's like she started off as a robot, I guess, to kind of further describe it. And then she like injected herself with this plant shit. And then she like started to get more fluid and less robotic and kind of sprung to life.
Yep.
It's the best way to describe it, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it was really cool.
Mm-hmm. And then I forgot to mention that the announcer lady did the last dance and she did a tribute to Princess Leia.
Yep. That was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. It was very nice.
She did like all iterations of her throughout the movies.
Mm-hmm. It was cool.
It was pretty cool.
She went from old Leia to young Leia. Leia.
Totally. Oh, she did like a Benjamin Button with Leia?
Yes. Yes, and then she ended up naked with her little nipple covers.
Yep.
She was 40. She looks really good for 40.
Yeah, she does.
God damn. I look that good at 40. Ugh. All right.
Next, do we want to talk about...
WITC.
What was the other thing we had to talk about?
The
CID.
CID.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do I want to do that and then do that, or...
I don't know. I think I'd like to do that and then that. we could talk about the WITC. That was just yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Amanda will probably have stuff to add about this too, but it was a really, really good time. Travis almost always puts on a good con. So we were at this place called the Elks Lodge in Waukesha, which is basically like a VFW. So it's a reasonable size hall. It's not big enough for the ATC, unfortunately, but they had a full open bar and Andy got us all started on Blind Russians. So that was glorious. This is probably one of my favorite venues to do a tournament at myself, just because there's cheap booze, there's the people that run the place are really, really nice. They had food there. They actually opened up the kitchen for us, and it's just a good location too. There's plenty of motels and stuff like that in the area. But it was a really good time. I think there were 16 teams. One ended up dropping for a family crisis, so one team ended up dropping. But they're four rounds. Team Muse ultimately won. But we had a good time. Megan and I each had one victory, I believe. Orion scrubbed out for our team, so we got the last round bye, so that was, we were hoping for round two bye, because then you can use the round two bye to get drunk and play Drunk Machine for the rest of it.
I think that's what John did.
Yeah, yeah.
Or was it round three? I don't remember. I don't know.
I just know he probably doesn't remember either.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. No. Round two and three were much more fun for me because I was playing Drunk Machine for round two and three, and Drunk Machine is my favorite machine.
I was wondering who posted that post.
Oh, yeah, that was me. That was me.
I'm like, who was playing Drunk Machine?
You were playing Paul, weren't you?
I was.
I recognize this army.
Yeah, he did a really good job painting it. It's very beautiful. Pretty. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Looks kind of like Crix, too.
Yeah, because it's green. Yeah, the green and purple looks... that color green and Scorn, but it works.
It works really well. It just looks like Crix from a distance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, this lodge is perfect for the booze, because not only is the booze cheap, but the booze is also it's in regular size cups, but they fill it like half full of alcohol. So Casey's very happy to hear about just how much we were able to drink. And
John
it was great.
Just said round two buy was best buy.
Yeah, yeah. You guys lucked out. I'm jealous. it was a really good time though. We had fun.
Considering how shit faced he was, he did go 4-0.
Oh wow,
nice.
Yes,
like I said, drunk machine is the best machine. I was actually really excited because I haven't had a chance to play in a couple months because I've been out in Milwaukee during the evenings for my job. So that basically says you have no social life anymore. But I got to play for the first time in a couple months. I played the Striker 2 list, which I wasn't thrilled with. I only played one round of that. But I played Cray as well, and he's getting an errata, but he's not yet changed. He's really fucking good.
Hmm.
I really like Cray. He's going to get really better,
too. I was
going
to say, I think they're helping him out.
They are really helping him out.
Overall, I've heard people not like Cray so much, but...
His movement shenanigans on like a heavy metal list are actually really, really good. Mm. I have a list with the Storm Knights, the Storm Knight UA and Runewood, and with all the Jacks, and the Storm Knights get a lot of work done, too, actually. Yeah. They got defensive line with Mark III. They used to have, I believe it was an armor buff in Mark II, which was really basically useless to them. But they have a defensive buff right now. You know, you pair two of them up base to base, and then you go up to a defense 15. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff can't hit def 15 models.
Yeah,
I was actually really pleasantly surprised at that. I expected them to be cannon fodder, and I got my points worth out of them for sure. Nice. But yeah, no, I was really very pleasantly surprised at how well Cray did. I like that list a lot, actually. And I'm really looking forward to the buffs, because he gets better with the buffs. Turns out Repo 5 on all of your Warjacks and Battle Group, really, really good.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, no, it was a good time, though. Yeah, somebody just commented, people don't like Cray, people are dumb. I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what you'd pair him into, that said, but he's fun. I liked him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was the WITC.
Did they say if they're going to do it next year, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a yearly thing.
That's what I was hoping.
I hope it is, yeah.
Okay.
Someone saw a post how PP hates Kador because Sophia?
I know some salty Kador people right now.
Mm. People are dumb, honey. They are. I can't agree more.
The Haley 2 nerf, the Signar people are pretty mopey about that.
Oh, I heard the tears right away.
I know.
It's glorious.
It's the world's smallest violin playing a tune, you know. But she's not bad, though, is the thing. They changed her feet to something that's more reasonable.
Yeah,
I agree. Her toolkit is still amazing. Like, her spell list is still awesome.
Mm-hmm. She still has TK.
She still has everything.
Yeah,
she just has a feat that's slightly less good. Well, quite a bit less good, but it's
not the end of the world.
They turned her down from like 11 down to like 8.5, 9.
Yeah.
She's still really good.
I think she's easier probably to play into. Like, it's not like
it actually gives the opponent a chance.
Exactly. Yeah, she's more pleasant. She's more pleasant to play into.
Instead of people being all like, "Oh, Haley, too.
I guess I don't get to play this ground."
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I think what they changed is fair.
I do too.
I don't think it's fine. I also liked how on some of the stuff that I think specifically for that, they talked about taking baby steps. And it's like, I like them taking baby steps.
Yeah, no, baby steps are reasonable.
It's not knee-jerk reactions. Because every time they knee-jerk something, it reminded me of Heroes of the Storm, where they fucking knee-jerked Illidan, and then he was unplayable. And it's like, that's what they were doing before, and this is going to be more manageable.
Yeah.
Because then it's not like, end of the world, the sky is falling.
Yeah, no, they're doing a better job with the nerfs now, I think. Though with how much Kray is getting buffed, I'm kind of wondering how long it's going to be until they start to bump him back down too.
I think once people probably start playing him, maybe they'll realize, because I don't hear a lot of people playing him, to be honest.
I've heard a couple people making lists for him. I've never really heard of him being played in the tournament setting. And I am not a good player. I have not. I'm out of practice. I was never a particularly good player to begin with, but he's really good.
Yeah, it sounds like it's fun.
You know, I mean, maybe at the upper tiers of tournament play, he's not the best choice. He's certainly not the best choice in Signar, but he's still good.
I just realized I sent John without a tray for the tournament yesterday.
No, I didn't have a tray either.
So. I'm sure he
hopefully
managed.
His models are still intact after 30 shots.
Wife of the year right here sometimes.
All we need to make you a wife of the year crowned.
Oh, yes. Mm. Do we want to lead into our
CID
stuff? Factions?
Yeah, that's a good...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although, of course, we will mostly only be covering three factions, because there's only three of us here, and we all only watch the part for our faction, honestly. So. I was not sitting through an hour and almost a half of those two talking.
Yeah, and I can't remember things worth a shit, so I'm like, I can remember my own faction. So that's what we did. We just broke it down to what we like. And what we know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
yeah, Kray's getting good. That's what I know. Haley's getting less good.
Let's see.
Whatever you do, don't go to the Signar forum.
We just talked about that.
Have you seen the Scorn memes group? Though?
No.
Oh my god, they are fabulous lately.
I love them.
Every single photo of Scorn, they have. Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. I love it.
It's great.
It's great. Mm-hmm. They're so happy.
No, 32 minutes ago. Patar Ryan posted a thing that's just exploded into 92 comments.
Is that a real name? That sounds like a fake name.
It sounds like a wrong name, but he's like misspelling everything as he's ranting. It's pretty horrible. It's like, congrats, PP, with all the new content being released and all the updates and errata's, you've managed to reach the level of GW.
Oh no. My god.
And then it's just exploded from there. It's it's a horribly glorious comment.
They're making the game into a living game, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Not necessarily a bad thing, but
it's not. They're ups and downs.
But they're trying. I think they're trying.
At least they're trying.
Yeah. They'll find the balance. I think.
I think so too.
Yeah. Amanda does have something from. I don't know if she's going to share it or not, but she had learned something about PP over the weekend at Gen Con, so she may or may not talk about that next time she's on.
She did?
Yes. You might not have been around.
I don't have to ask her about that.
I don't think I'm familiar with what she found either.
But should we... Yeah, CID stuff. So Haley got nerfed and stuff and things.
Haley got nerfed. Kray's getting buffed.
Did they get taken away from them?
Yeah, they just got the Electroleap on their gun taken away from them, and they got an extra POW on the Lance, so...
They're still good. But I'll take that Electroleap.
Yeah, they're losing one attack out of 1, 2, 3, 4 minimum, 5 minimum if you count the mount that they had. So, I mean, they're still good.
I think so.
They're not unplayable garbage. They're not bananas insane anymore.
Right. Which
I mean, they're still really good. I'll still take them.
Yeah, I think they're legit still. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I had to play around the fucking Electroleap because if you had small.
Oh, you can't infantry... play. You can't play around Electroleap. It's four inches apart. You can't.
I do. I have my 4-inch widget. U.S. Quimby.
Oh my god. Are you the one he was ranting about?
Probably. I played into him. He's like, you're the most prepared person I've ever seen for Electroleap.
Good, because fuck his dice. I know. Because whenever he gets Electroleaps, he rolls like a 9 on them.
Yeah.
He did what he's doing now, what I used to do with Nemo 1 and Chain Lightning, where I'd just roll 5 or 6 jumps every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just eats away like my brigands.
It eats away all the small stuff.
It's so good against Menoth.
I bet.
You know those choir bastards?
Yeah,
they all get electrolyte to death the second that I get into a jack. It's great.
Oh yes.
Right? It's practically orgasmic to take out an entire choir unit just with leaps.
I wish. I mean, my Ravagor could try, but they always have the fucking immune to blast damage bullshit.
Yep, they do.
Up.
They do. And they sometimes position just far enough that the blast is not quite big enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Eleep don't give shit. If you're out of Eleep radius, you're also out of choir affecting them radius.
Oh, that'd be so nice. That would be so nice.
Fuck Menoth.
Oh, I hate Menoth. Mm-hmm. And I hate going against one of our Menoth players in Baraboo just because it's just like always plays the choir, and that's what like always makes it so I don't.
I mean, they all always play choir. Yeah, yes. You kind of have to.
Yeah,
they're so good, you can't not.
I think Mercs is. Isn't there like a theme list for Mercs? I should, probably shouldn't talk, but I think they're getting choir in one of their theme lists.
Because
my husband's like, I need to get some choir. I'm like,
dude, heavy metal into in mercenaries with, like, imagine that, a heavy metal theme force, but with choir in there for Mercs.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, no, I remember hearing part of that on the CID video as I was trying to find the Legion part. Yeah, Hungerford was saying something about Mercs getting access to Protectorate models, just small infantry models, I think. And that's, yeah, that is an option, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
It's interesting, yeah. So yeah.
I can't remember what caster it was with, but Aaron was really interested.
Mm-hmm, I bet.
That's like,
Choir's really good.
Yes. new Merc theme allows one Stignar or Menoth unit.
Yep.
Choir is included in that.
That would be that.
Yep.
And some of the Merc Jacks do need that buff.
Mm-hmm.
So
it'd be interesting to see the choir with a new paint scheme for one.
Protectorate of mercenaries.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yes. That'd be
still no, would it be protectorate of mercenaries, or would it be mercenaries of Menoth? I kind of like mercenary of Menoth.
That one sounds better.
Yeah.
You just call it mom.
M&M.
Yeah.
I guess I can talk about minions if you want me to. So I'm super excited about minions because I made print screens because I can't remember. So the first thing I'm really, well, I guess I'll go over the Valkyries. So we're finally getting Valkyries, which Helga always had in her thing, something about Valkyries, and we never knew what they were until now. So it's a 3-man unit. They have a whole bunch of things, but all I really care about is Shield Guard. So they're small base, 5 wounds. You can get there. They're at def 13-16, but you can. There's something that I think you can make them stronger. They have vengeance. You can support them, I guess, with your. Do they have Pathfinder? I don't know. You can support them with your caster that you have. So on their own, I think they're kind of meh. I mean, they're a good shield guard unit, but for the will work for food. Theme list. I'm really excited about that
because I like the name of it.
I do too. It's very cute. I think it's fitting too. But it's a minion theme list. It's for all minion warlocks, non-character war beasts. So that means we can mix things together, pigs and gators. And you can, the Valkyrie units are one of those. So I'm pretty excited about this because I've always liked beast heavy lists. So I think my plan for it is to use my heavies and then use the Valkyries as cheap shield guards. Because I don't care if they get shit off the table. As long as I can deliver the beasts, I'm good with that.
That's usually your problem with beast lists, isn't it? That they just get shot off the table easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why my lists currently have like a front line of some sort. But this will solve that. It's kind of interesting, too, because for every 25 points of war beasts and models with a lesser warlock rule, you can add one solo without the lesser warlock special rule to the army free. War beasts gain overtake, which is awesome. And then for each solo in the army, one war beast in the army can gain advanced move. So it's quick, it's fast, and they're going to chomp the shit out of anything. So I'm very excited for that. I want it to go through as is. I think the Valkyries are fair on their own, but I think they're going to be really good in that theme. That's the only reason why I'm going to buy them.
Rumor mill has it that long gunners are getting added to the Sons of the Tempest. I think I forgot about that.
Yes.
I don't know if that's actually been confirmed or if that's just the rumor mill. It's just something I overheard over the weekend, but that'd be interesting.
Aren't they getting better?
What's that?
Long gunners? Yeah.
I think they're just going down in cost.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't actually change anything else.
Okay.
If I recall correctly, they were just going down like a point in cost, which is fine. Long gunners are another of those units that I'm not convinced are really that awful. It's just that because we have trenchers and we have lances, they just don't get used. Same with like the gun mages. In theme, the gun mages get CRA, which is actually not terrible. I'm actually toying with a Sloan list that I want to try out. That's Sons of the Tempest. That I think it might be. It's usable at least. I'm mm-hmm. looking for something to pair with Cray when he's up and errated. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, I don't know. I forgot where I was going with that. There was a segue in there. I promise. I just don't remember anymore.
I'm sorry.
So the Merc theme list is. Lelys.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And Lelys casters include Kane 3, Constance, McBain, which can include one small base Signar or choir unit, which becomes a Merc unit.
Oh man, Connie B's getting better, guys.
Aaron was interested in McBain.
McBain's fun.
Yeah.
He is the best mustache.
He does.
So the only thing that came up in the CID for Legion was the witches, mm-hmm. which, like I said earlier in an earlier podcast, I'm pretty sure those were my unit, but mm-hmm. You know, but now it's confirmed.
Yep.
And, they are gorgeous, but they, from what I can remember, I did not make notes, but I'm pretty sure they were speed 6, defense 14, which is nice that, you know, it doesn't get killed right away mm-hmm. by everyone else's shooty shit. And then I think they had stealth as well, or something along those lines, which helps as well. And then they have Ice Cage, mm-hmm. which is exciting, because I know Blackfrost Shard, I'm pretty sure, had Ice Cage as well. So having something else that has Ice Cage is
doesn't,
nice.
Doesn't, like, the big thing have Ice Cage?
That's Grimkin. I don't fucking know.
No.
The big thing.
The
Throne.
Legion.
Yeah.
The Throne has Ice Cage. Yep. Yes. And then they also have a spell ability that's a spray 8, I think it was, POW 12. I'm looking pretty forward to this unit. They're going to bring a couple more buffs to the table, mm-hmm. I think. And the Ice Cage is definitely usable. Like, I with the Black Frost Shard, there was one time where I actually was very proud of myself and how I used the Ice Cage, because, like, I got a big guy down to not being able to do shit, and then I put enough more shit into it and it killed it, and I was so excited. I thought of something for once, so now I get more Ice Cage. And they're pretty models.
Yeah, they look nice.
There's a comment about gun mages picking CRA and shot type. I was of the assumption that they could pick a snipe and CRA still, but maybe that is incorrect. I'm just looking at the cards now. You guys go ahead and talk. Or don't.
I'm reading. I'm sorry. I'm a slow reader.
Yeah, it says each time this weapon is used to make an attack, choose one of the following special rules, mm-hmm. so I don't see why that wouldn't work with CRA. I don't know.
I don't think
There's nothing in that language that would tell me otherwise. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ask Travis. He knows everything.
I got to see Travis once at Gen Con.
I didn't even see him.
That was it.
Oh, we got dinner with Travis on Friday night, so that was kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even see Davis was at Gen Con, and I was like, shit, I didn't see anybody. I really saw you guys. It was
I saw Newbie a lot. Like, we always ran into Newbie. It's like, hi, newbie. Bye, newbie. Hi, newbie. Bye, newbie.
We have anything else to talk about? We got no questions.
We're really proud of Dave at Pegasus. He was on Team Moose as their third, and he between him, Keith, and Josh occasionally scrubbing, they all went 4-0. So
nice.
Yeah. No, he did awesome.
Very nice.
So good job, Dave.
Yay.
We're all happy.
I feel like there was something else we could talk about, but I'm not remembering, besides recommendations.
Yeah, I've run out of stuff myself.
Ooh, I don't know what my recommendation's gonna be. Ha ha ha. Let's see, are there any questions before we move on to recommendations? We have a slightly lively chat that mostly is three people.
I think it's just two, actually.
It might be only you two. I don't know.
Oh, I suppose the CRA is not. Is a CRA not making an attack? Yeah, I thought I thought CRA was still making an attack.
What?
We're talking about So you know how the gun mages get CRA with the Sons of the Tempest,
mm-hmm.
the theme force.
I don't know.
So apparently, there's thought that you can't pick a shot type when you're doing the CRA. That doesn't make any sense to me.
The leader model would still make a shot type because he's still making an attack.
Yeah, yeah. And so you'd still be able to pick an attack type, right?
As far as
I know. I imagine they wouldn't stack. So if you had three of them, you couldn't get like an extra 12 inches of range.
Correct. You would build up under strike with three of them at the same time.
That'd be amazing,
yeah.
But... Correct. No, that's, yeah, I don't see why that would be otherwise. It doesn't...
I just popped on the podcast to burp.
Yeah.
What are you making?
Well, welcome, Amanda, by the way. English muffins. This is Amanda today, guys.
I don't know why.
I just put him in the toaster.
I was just like, geez,
Amanda,
what is
that? You got hairy.
Yeah. Your voice got really low, Amanda.
No. Yeah. Sorry.
Is there something you need to tell us, Amanda, about your...
Well, thanks for clearing that up, Andy.
You know, that's how you get this.
No. God damn it.
Oh, boy.
We could talk about my Guild Ball stuff. Guild Ball Thursdays at Pegasus Games now.
Ooh.
Oh, excuse me. I'm going to burp. That's a really low burp. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to leave the podcast now.
We're almost done, so you may as well stick around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sure.
You can do a recommendation, too.
I could. Mm-hmm. I actually have a very legit
recommendation. Oh, what is your recommendation?
Oh, are we jumping to that right away?
We might as well, because no one brought up questions.
Oh, you guys are all out of topics, huh?
Yeah.
My recommendation is that there is a Kickstarter happening right now by... another podcast that I know. They're a Blood Bowl podcast, but they're more switched over more to straight tabletop board gaming. They have a Kickstarter called Death Path. It's a multiplayer kind of a dungeon run. So everyone is kind of trapped inside of a maze, and you're running through cards to run through that maze. It's all done simultaneously. You might run into bad guys in the maze, and you have to kill the bad guys, possibly get treasure, et cetera, et cetera. First person out of the maze wins.
Okay. So, that seems neat.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a cheap buy-in. It's like $29 for the whole thing. But they're about 75% funded right now, and it's only about $10,000 to get fully funded. So they just need a push for, I think it's going on for the next 3 weeks. I believe it ends September 14th. So you should go check it out. It's deathpath.com. We'll take you directly to the Kickstarter.
Okay.
Cool story.
Yay. I didn't fit in that.
So. I can do mine, I guess. So at Gen Con, Aaron and I, well, Terry I met at Gen Con, painter Terry. She told us to stop at the AOS booth because there is a new game that they have out called, this November, it's called Shadespire. And it's, you buy a box, you have all the models in it. It's like Khorne and some holy looking people. I'll call them Menoth because that's what they kind of remind me of. And it's, you have tiles and you have objectives, and you're basically, how the demo person described it, is you're in hell, and the Khorne people just want to kill because that's what they love to do.
Right.
And the Menoth-like people want to get the fuck out of there because they don't want to be in hell. They want to go somewhere else. Yeah.
Menites like burning.
Well, my example was poor, but
I don't imagine they like personally like burning. They like other things burning.
Yeah, that's true. They definitely
not themselves.
The heretics unless you're
Fiora, she seems to like she seems to like burning herself too. I mean, given the model of her on horseback, I imagine she likes to burn at least.
It seems odd though, you know, somebody who's a cutter, it's very easy, but somebody who's a burner, I mean, that takes like extra equipment.
There are people who brandy themselves. I mean.
Yeah.
That doesn't take much equipment if you really want. I mean, it's kind of like a tattoo. It takes as much equipment as we want it to be quality.
Yeah. I have seen Jackass 2 where somebody gets a dick branded onto their ass.
That's
multiple times because he couldn't stand still when he branded him. So it's like a whole bunch of times on his ass.
He's got a bunch of dicks on his ass. All right.
Which they call him Dick Farm Done. There we go.
All right. Sorry. So that happened.
But anyway.
I'm master of the tangent. Come on.
So the game's kind of cool, though, because you get a couple decks of cards. So the first one is kind of like abilities that you can do throughout your turn. And then the other ones are objectives. So you want to get through you have like 4 turns that you each take, and you want to try and get as many points as you possibly can. It's very short. It's very quick. And they're like normal size minis, like
you know, War Machine, I guess.
The standard GW size mini.
Yeah. Very detailed. And I'll definitely be buying it because, honestly, AOS kind of, it's overwhelming to me because there's just so many models and I can do this because it's little.
There's, there's like a lot of factions in Age of Sigmar. So, I mean, it's a lot to get through.
It is. I mean, I like them, but I just, it's very overwhelming. So, that's my recommendation.
My recommendation relates to food, like always. Well, on our way back home from Indiana, we took the Bloomington route back home, so we'd go around Chicago. And, of course, we were getting hungry around 6, 7 o'clock. So it's like, Andy, find somewhere to eat. You live around here. Yeah, no, Andy did not live south of, not that Andy, our other Andy. we need to get these people new names. So he lived up in Rockford. He doesn't go south of Rockford, apparently. But
it's wise.
He did find a smokehouse called the Hayes Smokehouse. I don't recall which town it was in.
Hayes, like the name, or Hayes, like a haze, like fog.
Like a haze, like H-A-Z-E.
Okay.
The Hayes Smokehouse. And it was legit. It was delicious. So if you ever find yourself south of Rockford on the Bloomington side.
God forbid you ever find yourself south of Rockford.
Yes.
It's probably the next time I go to Indianapolis would be the next time I go south of Rockford. Well, actually, War Machine Weekend.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, yeah, if you're going to War Machine Weekend from the Wisconsin area, I mean, it wasn't too far off the main interstate that we were on, so it was delicious. Like, they had multiple different barbecues, delicious barbecues, really good meat, amazing dessert. They had a, what was it, a peanut butter cup pie.
That sounds really good.
Yum.
4.8 out of 5.
So on on the subject of Gen Con and food stops, I have to say, so Muse has really been big on plugging the Beef House. There's this place that's just there's a big billboard for the Beef House in Indiana on the way on the turnpike on the way back from Gen Con. We went there when I went there, and I was not impressed, to be perfectly honest.
It's supposed to be the best beef in Indiana.
Well, I mean, Indiana must have really. I mean,
because it's Indiana.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I'm not. It was not a bad place. It just was not. It had been hyped so much that I was so excited, and it was just like beef.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, that's that'll be my recommendation. Is just go to Taco Bell. The Beef House is okay to skip.
Yeah, or hit the Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake.
I was so disappointed with Steak and Shake this year at Gen Con.
Were you? Did you go to the one downtown?
I went to the one that you normally go to. That's right across from the mall theater there.
Yeah, no, we didn't go to that one.
I went down there with some friends. We wanted to get some breakfast. We missed it literally by 3 minutes.
Aww.
So we couldn't get breakfast at Steak and Shake. And I'm like, that's lame. I almost went falling down on that place. If you don't know what that is, you should go watch a movie. It's awesome. It's Falling Down.
Oh, dear.
Speaking of breakfast, when we were coming home, there's an Arby's that serves breakfast. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I would eat at Arby's more if they serve breakfast. Like,
what kind of breakfast? Do they have, like corned beef hash? Oh, that would be insane. Corned beef hash. Like sandwiches?
I don't know. I didn't get it good because I was trying to get out of there. But they had their own muffins, or I don't know. And then egg and then, the ham. And I was just like, this is amazing.
Where
Arby's,
is this?
Arby's has been upping their game, man.
Yeah.
Their Twitter feed's pretty sweet.
Their Facebook feed is sweet.
Yeah. I have to try and find, because we stopped to get gas there, and I just happened to look, and I'm like, shit, they fucking have breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I've never heard that they've had breakfast before.
So you know all these companies are trying to have, contrived ad campaigns aimed at millennials?
Mm-hmm.
Arby's did it right.
Arby's got it right. Arby's is doing it good. Mm-hmm.
They hired the right consultant, and I hope they pay him a lot of money, because they did a good job.
So many Ghibli references, I just love them.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. Almost as much as I love petting Catbug right now. But,
I think he's losing hair.
No.
pet him until he's bald.
What? He'll match Andy.
In due time.
Is that why you're going bald, Andy? Is somebody petting your head too much?
I probably when I'm asleep, maybe, because I don't notice it any other time.
Is your room? Is your roommate touching? Where on Catbug is your roommate touching you, Andy?
Not.
Because no. This wasn't a problem before your roommate moved out and you got.
Oh no, I was losing hair for a while. It's just been slowly going away.
I keep telling you not to find new roommates on Craigslist, Andy. But
yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to recommend The Yard House again, by the way.
God, that place is amazing.
Oh, it's so good.
What's The Yard House?
It's the block before Steak and Shake? Or is it after
Steak and
Shake?
I think it's after Shake and
Shake. It was after Steak and Shake. There's that little bridge thing. So you go underneath the bridge. It's right on the right side. Like just underneath the bridge or just after it.
Steakhouse
good? The Yard House. It's just really good.
Really good food.
And they have 80 beers on tap or some shit like that. They have a lot of beers on tap, and the food is just amazeballs.
Yeah. I had avocado. Yes,
it's on the expensive side, but it's so good.
It's really good. Yeah, I just had an avocado chicken sandwich. It was amazing.
They don't promote Gen Con really at all, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
But because when we were there, we noticed that there was, a hunk of Gen Con people, yes, but then there was just a hunk of normal ass customers that come in there, which means they got to be doing something right.
They must be brave to come down that close to Gen Con in general just to eat there. So that's a nice test of their food
it's
quality.
Very, very, very good. Very good.
Yeah, we're gonna go there every year.
Mm-hmm.
Like I almost want to go there every night.
Scotty's, we did not get a dye even though we were there at 3 o'clock on Wednesday.
Freaking Scotty's.
Wednesday. No dice. So pissed.
When we went, they were out of mac and cheese. All I wanted was the pork and mac and cheese burger.
How do you run out of mac and cheese?
I don't know.
And they were also out of waffle fries because Amanda's they get waffle fries.
From, a box. You go to the you send somebody to the grocery and you have them buy a pallet of Kraft.
Right?
Yep.
It's not that hard.
Or even just noodles
and cheese.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
I'll take spaghetti noodles and cheese.
I was very disappointed this year.
I really wanted it.
I'm intrigued to try it because it's basically the same thing except for just in angel hair form. And
I mean, it's probably just fettuccine, just with cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The powdered cheddar of the mac and cheese.
Oh, I love powdered cheddar.
Mm. Oh, it's so good.
Fake powdered cheddar cheese is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I actually can, you can buy it on Amazon, actually. You can buy it in containers on Amazon. It's so good on popcorn.
Oh, I bet that would be good.
We used to have an air popper that we used to do that with all the time.
Yeah, you get the cooking spray because it covers it better than butter does. And then you put the butter on too, obviously, but then you powder it with the cheese powder, and it's the best.
We used to have, I don't know if they still make them, we had an air popper that had a little tray that sat on the top you just put butter in and it would just melt. Okay.
Yeah. No, you do the spray because the spray is, it covers it more evenly. So you put the butter on with the spray, but then that makes sure that every piece of popcorn gets some of the powder.
Yeah.
Tis a good idea.
Also really good on popcorn, Lawry seasoning salt.
I can believe that.
Yeah. If you're going to salt it, I mean, don't salt it. Don't butter it and put
Lawry seasoning salt on there.
I mean, I want all my arteries, everything to clog all at once. It's awesome. But, yeah.
No, what's really good is the cheese powder and then a little bit of buffalo seasoning.
Ooh.
That's good.
Speaking of Arby's stepping up their game, they have a 3-pepper sauce now. Like a hot sauce that they have instead of their normal weird Arby sauce or the boysenberry sauce, which is weird, but they have this 3-pepper sauce. It's so good. I have 3 packs in my car for emergencies. Sorry, I've been making you guys ramble on.
It's okay. We like to talk about food, clearly.
I'm just imagining you stranded somewhere in the wintertime and it's thank God I have these.
use them like hand warmers because it's a little warmer, you know.
Oh god.
That would be
this is the most awkward thing I'm gonna say all day, but don't ever jerk off when you've got hot sauce on your hands. So Andy, make sure that if you use a hand warmer, you wash carefully. Yes. before it's go time.
You ever watch Rescue Me?
I have.
Do you remember White Sean and his orange hands incident? Because he would use suntan or tanning lotion for his excursions.
Oh, why would you do that?
Yeah, we use tanning lotion, but then his hands were just all orange.
No, it'd just be one hand that's orange, though, wouldn't it?
I think both of them were.
Oh, okay. He was a fan of The Stranger.
I think so. But yeah.
As a note for our male viewers, the Stranger is better if you put a tourniquet on, so it cuts off your circulation, so your hand goes numb, so it feels even more like somebody else.
Consult your doctor, though, to find out.
The Stranger is right for you.
Yeah, consult your doctor and make sure The Stranger is right for you, because if you have circulatory issues, you do not want to do that.
this must be a good segue if Nathan and everybody else were here to just go straight into crippled system.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that would be a horrible way to tell, you know, like some people would say that, like, they lost their arm in a shark accident, you know, a shark bit it off or something like that. And, but, you know, giving the explanation of how you lost your arm in a bizarre masturbation accident. Yeah.
That'd almost be a better story than a shark.
Alex almost lost his arm.
Huh.
You know Alex Shaver?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got at the end of Gen Con, I'm not sure exactly where, he got pinned between a car and a bus.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, shit. And
broke his arm.
Oh, wow.
He probably almost could have just had it gone.
Wow.
He's doing okay now, but yeah, that was how his Gen Con, he was basically sick throughout most of Gen Con, and then after Gen Con, he just got, I don't know if it was at the airport or at Gen Con, but somehow just got pinned in between a car and a bus.
Oh, that's horrible. Gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we ended the Shabbat kiss. Horrible, horrible stories. Make everybody cringe.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
So I think we'll be on in 2 weeks. Then?
Something like that, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
2 weeks, yeah. That would be during... No, next week.
Next week is Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
It'll be the 10th.
It'll be the 10th. I might be in Chicago.
I am working, but that's okay.
But I could see what I could do because I'm going to a Blood Bowl tournament next weekend.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Or not.
Yeah. Worst case, we just do it another week after.
Yeah. We figure it out.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't think I'll be back till after the WTC myself, since I have two consecutive work weekends, and then I'm at the WTC. So
when is that?
That is in the middle of September. The actual weekend of the WTC is the 22nd through the 24th.
Okay. Cool. I'll have to catch up some streams of that.
Yeah.
That's always interesting to watch.
Yeah, and I'll post on our Facebook page with screenshots and updates and stuff like that.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one final bit of news. Who's the Boss may be happening in someplace special. We'll be posting about that soon.
Okay. Is that because they might be moving?
Well, Misty has issues because Misty has been sold to the new owner.
The new
owner is on a month-to-month basis, I think, for lease, and he's trying to find a new place.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows if that's even going to have enough room for it.
Yeah,
we
Peg's
can't fit it
enough.
At Peg because Peg is just way too...
Andy,
what?
Do the Elk's Lodge. Do the Elk's Lodge.
I can't talk about stuff like that we haven't planned. So
they're really generous with their booze. We can do drunk and who's the boss?
Drunk Who's the Boss? Yeah.
Well, he might not like that because it's his minis.
It's my minis.
Oh, maybe not.
Beautifully
it's
painted minis.
Okay, maybe not.
But yeah, announcement soon on that too. Okay. We'll have that. And then
it's still in December, right?
It would be in December, yeah. Okay. We're going to try not to overlap SteamCon, because SteamCon is Steamforge's big convention that I'm going to be going to for press.
Where is that?
Chicago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So not that far away, so that's actually doable.
Might have to see about doing that.
I
was going to say, wasn't John interested in it?
I think so.
You should check out soon, because I think it's sold out.
Ooh.
But, you know, if it's sold out, that just means next year that it's going to be probably bigger,
because
they're going to probably plan for that. So,
Yeah. Maybe they'll be where Adepticon normally is next year.
I'm not sure. I think SteamCon is at the old place where Adepticon was.
That place was kind of terrible.
Well, it was
okay.
Big enough for probably one event, not for all 40K, all of Age of Sigmar, all of Privateer, yeah. all mm-hmm. of Malifaux, all of Enter minigame here.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Later, guys.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you when we see ya.
Wait, I'm still streaming. Damn it.
Catbug says bye.